we need to put this into real perspective here. And as somebody says to me earlier this morning, that the government not learn from their attempts to honour the black and tans, here we are looking to fly our national flag at half-mast on the day of the funeral of a foreign monarch, the very same monarch who's the head and did have massive powers, but overseen the slaughter of thousands right across Asia, Africa, parts of Latin America, and not talking alone about her own history, what the British in terms of the occupation. She also honoured the very person who overseen the slaughter of the innocent in Derry and Bloody Sunday, and also honoured those who participated in the slaughter of thousands right across the globes in the name of the Queen of England. We've seen the massacres and the Dublin Monaghan bombing. We do believe that there was British military that was behind it. We've seen the massacre in terms of the Miami Show Band, and not to mention other massacres committed by the British Army, who she was the head of. And this is an absolute disgrace to the families who still live of the victims of British soldiers killing and murder on the streets of the six counties, and also on the streets of the 26 counties, like I said, the Dublin Monaghan bombing and other events.
Many will argue.
I think for our public, and I think for the 26 counties, which the government defines itself a republic, is an absolute total opposite of what a republic is, which opposes the backward thinking of monarch. And we've seen in other countries across Europe, for example, France, where towns and villages, mayors have come out and says, no, we will not. We are a republic and we oppose the concept of monarch, and we will not be honouring the British Queen or the English Queen who's getting buried on Monday. I think it's a disgrace, and I would be calling on anybody who's been given a directive to fly the national flag outside our council buildings at half mast and not to carry that out. And I would also be asked all those who define themselves as Republicans within the chamber, on the Fuel or others, to oppose this.
The Chief Executive has made it clear that arrangements are being put in place to comply with the request as received from the Department of the Taoiseach. You've spoken to the Mayor, you've spoken to some other councillors. Do you believe, even at this late hour, there may be a move to try and get John McLaughlin to withdraw that decision and not to comply?
Yes, well, I think that we should do the right thing. We all know and we've all seen what happened in Derry on Bloody Sunday in terms of families. Most of us will know family members. Most of us are of a, or some of will be of an age that would might remember it. This is an absolute insult and a disgrace, and it goes against all, by definition, of ideological thinking in terms of a republic opposing monarch. And why should we be flying our national flag at half mast when still, even yet, we still have the British military occupation in the six counties? But the idea that the person that they're looking to honour was some innocent standbyer, that is not the case. She was the head of the military that had overseen and committed atrocities within our country.
According to a survey this week, two-thirds of Irish people believe the flag should be flown at half-mast, and indeed many will argue that the state visit paid to Ireland by the Queen and the reciprocal visit to London by President Michael D. Higgins brought relations to a new level and answered, to a certain extent, many of the questions of the past. You don't believe that to be the case?
No, I don't, and that's a broader question that and a discussion that needs to continue in terms of the six counties. But the idea that this individual person, the Queen of England, had played a positive role in peace, look at the history of it from Africa, from Asia, from other countries right across the world who have seen slaughter, even at the latest years of conflict within Iraq, of Afghanistan, of parts of Pakistan, the slaughter of thousands and thousands. And she was the head of state and overseen it, and many of those who committed the murder and the slaughter in our own country and in foreign other countries have been knighted and have been honoured by her. So this is not just some innocent bystander that is holding the hand of Paddy Den Bear as if a nice old granny.